Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We have a very exciting hour for you today. Later in the show, Dr. John Pippin with the nonprofit group Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine will be joining us to give us an update on the status of 14 chimpanzees who were transferred to a research center in San Antonio to be subjected to invasive experiments. These chimps have already been experimented upon for the majority of their lives and should be allowed to enjoy their final years of life in quiet, peaceful retirement. We're going to find out what Dr. Pippin and other doctors and experts are doing to try to get these 14 chimpanzees returned to their former home, a non-research facility in New Mexico. But first, I wanted to give you an update about what's happening locally here in my city of Palm Springs, California, concerning the rodeo and the growing opposition to its return to Palm Springs. Now, you may already know, and if you're a listener to the show, you probably are aware of the cruel practices that are involved in modern rodeo events. In fact, you can't separate animal cruelty from the rodeo. Let's just take one event as an example. Okay, think about calf roping for a second. And if you haven't looked closely at a video of what happens in the calf roping event, you really should. And I'll tell you in a minute where you can view these videos. So in calf roping, what happens is that a baby cow, okay, 3 to 4 month old, is sent running out of its chute at top speed to escape torment inflicted upon her, and is then chased by the contestant on horseback who lassos the calf and abruptly pulls the rope taut around the calf's neck. The force is so violent that the calf's neck may break, even with this first move. Then the contestant runs to the calf, lifts her up in the air, slams her poor little body down on the ground, knocking the wind out of her so the contestant, can tie her legs together all in a timed event. This is not the way it's done on the range, where calves are gently roped for their protection. No, this violent, horrific so-called sport, which can break the calf's neck, back, or legs, is done for the purpose of amusing the crowd. For family entertainment. Imagine if they used a dog or a puppy in this event instead of a baby cow. The offender would be criminally charged at the very least, right? So tell me, why is it okay to do this to a calf? Take a look at the website of the organization SHARC, which is sharkonline.org, and you will see several videos depicting what really goes on at the rodeo, not just calf roping. You'll see all events involving animals. A slightly sensitive individual with half a heart will see cruelty is inherent in rodeo. And I have to tell you, what is so incredibly disturbing to me, as I was going through the SHARC website, is the crowd, the fans, being amused and entertained. Children! You see children enjoying watching helpless animals being abused. And not only that, you see children actually participating in some of these events. So the rodeo people are not only willing to abuse animals, that they're also putting children at risk. And their parents willing to risk the safety of their own kids. I just don't understand this. Listeners of Animals Today know how I feel about using animals in any form of entertainment, not just rodeos, circuses, zoos, racing, cockfighting, dogfighting. But what disturbs me even more are the powerful messages that are incorporated into the conscious and unconscious minds of our children. We are teaching our children that we humans are in charge and can control these animals, make them do what we want them to do and do what we want with them. And that's okay and normal to employ and exploit and abuse the animals for our amusement and our pleasure. So the rodeo is, unfortunately, coming back to Palm Springs, and concerned animal lovers are planning to protest on Saturday, March 26th. If you happen to be in Southern California, we would love for you to join us. To find out more information about the demonstration, please visit the Desert Paws Facebook page, where we have the event details, or go to the Desert Paws website, which is desertpaws.org. Also, Desert Paws helped produce a video depicting what happens at rodeo. It's right there on the homepage of the website, desertpaws.org. It's a four-minute compilation. Anyone who is doubting me that the rodeo equals cruelty, I challenge you to take a few minutes to watch the video and come to a different conclusion. One of the really disheartening things about this particular rodeo is that it's now in its second year in our lovely, friendly city of Palm Springs after being gone for decades. And it's going to be a bigger event than this year than last year with many local sponsors. The so-called Palm Springs West Fest is supposed to commemorate our Western heritage and evokes the memory of a past Palm Springs mayor, Frank Bogert, who himself was a cowboy. But again, the modern rodeo has devolved into a horrific spectacle of cruel acts committed upon innocent animals to entertain families, all under the cloak of American heritage and wholesome family fun. So even though rodeo was part of a Western heritage, I oppose it in its modern form as being an old practice that should just be retired. Okay, before my head explodes, let me introduce you to my guest. I am pleased to welcome back to the show Steve Hindy with the organization called SHARC, which stands for Showing Animals Respect and Kindness. Steve is a good friend of animals today and has spoken before on the show about rodeos and canned pigeon shoots. Steve is one of the most active and well-known animal rights activists anywhere and is especially well-known for his undercover videos to show inhumane and cruel practices in events like rodeos. So today, not only are we going to talk to Steve about what really goes on in rodeo, but he's going to teach us all his techniques and give us pointers on how we can video record the illegal and violent and cruel activities that occur in rodeo. Having video has become a very important part in making a case to city and county officials and the public against hosting or attending rodeos. So we can get to be video documentarians as part of our advocacy for animals. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Good morning, Lori. Glad to be here.
Steve, why don't you start by telling us, what is the point of making videos of rodeo events? What are we trying to accomplish?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you to you and your organization for fighting the Palm Springs Rodeo. And and you did put a very good video compilation together. Well done, and I applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what was your question again? I wanted to get that out.
Okay, so what is the point of making videos of rodeo events, and what are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, like all the videos we make, I mean, most of our videos are about rodeos, but we're also doing videos about live pigeon shoots and bullfighting and circuses and whale jails, otherwise known as aquariums. It's all about educating people as to the, you know, the dirty underside of these various industries, and rodeo is certainly that is the case, because as you said, this is not the way that real ranch animals are handled. These animals are used just for rodeos. They're considered really, especially in the case of the roping animals, the steers and the calves, to be expendable. Many bucking animals, bulls and horses, are also injured and some are killed, but not nearly on the scale of the roping animals. And that's why the roping animals, the calves and the steers, are given numbers while the horses and the bulls are given names. It's all about education. We've gotten comments to our YouTubes and letters and emails from around the world. I mean, regularly. Happens all the time. From people saying, in the United States, they say, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that that's what rodeos were about. And in the case of the people from around the world, they're writing to us and saying, oh, boy, you know, you Americans, you claim to be so civilized and so for freedom and liberty and justice, but you can't claim that when you do this. So really, rodeo is America's shame, both in and outside the country.
Yeah, it sure is. So, Steve, is it legal to tape rodeos? Can someone get in trouble by taping at the rodeo?
No. They will, you know, they will try to bully you very often. They may put up signs that say no videos, but there is no law against it. Now, they might be able to eject you for taking a video, and they may try to take your camera, but that's theft. Never, ever let them take your camera. And will they try to bully you? Absolutely. I mean, I'm afraid that's a pretty much a 90% chance that you're going to be bullied. They'll try to intimidate you. They'll try to tell you it's against the law. And oftentimes the people who are handling security for rodeos are police. And so, and it's most unfortunate when police in their official uniforms will try and mischaracterize the legal nature of filming rodeos just because they're getting paid by rodeo people. Doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen fairly regularly. So you just, you do need to know your rights. Never, ever let go of your video camera. You, that is your,
good point.
That's your equipment. Do not let it go.
Mm. Great, great point. Steve, so let's cover some basics. Well, we have a few seconds before the break, but what equipment do I need and how should I act?
Well, there's so much available today. There are video cameras. Whatever your video device is, make sure you have enough battery power, first and foremost. If, God forbid, you still have a video camera that uses tapes, make sure you have plenty of tapes. But you should by this time be using a video camera that's either got a hard drive on it or a memory stick, a card. And in that case, still, you have to make sure you have enough recording media, enough, you know, where you can put all of your documentation onto the device.
Okay, don't go away. We're going to have more with Steve Hindy with the organization SHARC, Showing Animals Respect and Kindness. He's giving us pointers on how we can video record illegal, violent, and cruel activities that occur at rodeo. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today. Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're talking to Steve Hindy with SHARC, Showing Animals Respect and Kindness, a nonprofit organization. And he's giving us pointers about what we can video record and how to video record during a rodeo. Steve talked about never, he made this point very strongly, never let anyone take your property away from you. Your camera is your camera. Don't let them confiscate that from you. Steve, let's go on. What should I wear to be inconspicuous? And should I go alone or with some other people?
Well, as to what you wear, you know, yet being as inconspicuous as possible is a good thing because you don't want to affect what they're doing. You want to record it. You want to document it, and then you can take that documentation in some cases to the court. Cotton Rosser, who I understand puts on your rodeo, has been nailed and fined and this kind of thing for shocking animals. And so you want to blend in as much as you can. Don't act like you're having a bad time. You know, maybe clap after an event or whatever. It may make you sick to do it, but it's the right thing to do for the job that you're doing at the time. It's a great idea to have multiple people because that will increase your security. And if you have enough people, one of the best things you can possibly do is have one person sit off to the side or especially in back of your primary camera person with a hidden camera, you know, that they don't even bring it out maybe unless the primary camera person is intimidated and threatened. Then bring that camera out and as secretly as possible videotape that person being threatened and or intimidated and then you have even more that you can bring to the media, to the courts or whoever.
Oh, I love it.
You know, what do you do with this footage is you get it out as far and wide as you can. YouTube has been just a terrific tool for us. Put it up on your website. Put it up on YouTube. Get it to the media. Very often the media is very responsive. Sometimes they're not. You know, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, we have a tough time because that's the big money raiser for the town. But in a place like Palm Springs, which seems to be significantly more involved, I would say that you will probably, you know, get some good response from the media. Let's see here. You know,
go ahead. Well, I was going to say, Steve, where should a person who's trying to get good documentation position themselves in the stand, and where are violations likely to occur, and what sort of footage would be most valuable to obtain?
Well, first of all, understand, you have to be zoomed in the right amount for the right kind of activity you're talking about. If it's a stationary thing, like the horse is in the chute getting shocked, you want to be pretty close up, but you can't let your footage be jerky. So it's great if you can bring in a tripod or a monopod. In fact, those things are so helpful to us that in Cheyenne, Wyoming, they have banned monopods and tripods because it helped us get better footage of them abusing their animals. So a tripod, monopod is a great way to go. If it's a slow-moving, stationary thing like horses being shocked in the chute, you want to zoom in more so that you can see the prod, so you can see the prod and what they're doing with it. If it's a faster activity, like the calf roping, you got to pull out a little bit because you won't be able to follow the calf because they're moving fast and they're getting jerked back by the rope, getting clotheslined. Oh, one other thing about if the horses are being shocked or the bulls, if anybody's mm-hmm. being shocked, when the horse or animal leaves the chute, don't necessarily follow the animal. Stay on the guy with the prod so that he can later be identified and the device that he's using is not in question. You get the prod. That makes sense, right?
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah. So you pretty much want to be as directly in front of the chutes as possible because if you're off to the side, the angle will probably cut off at one degree or another the prod, the guy using the prod. So you kind of want to be able to see pretty much straight into the front of that chute. In the timed event chute, there's only one timed event chute. That's where the calves and steers come out of for roping or steer wrestling. You kind of want to be off to the side or even sometimes in back, and then you'll be able to see that they're twisting calves' tail or raking it back and forth over the metal beams, which is, of course, extremely painful to them. And look, there may not be one position in that arena that will get you all of that. And you may need to have one person in front of the bucking chutes looking straight in, and then another person, you know, kind of off to the side of the timed event chute. When we're really lucky and we have three or four camera people, sometimes you can get positioned behind the chutes as well, and that can give you a whole different perspective. You see the guy trying to, you know, secretly pull the prod out of his back pocket and quickly putting the prod back in his back pocket. And then you really, you know, you just have all the more footage. So you can go to our site, our Shark Online site, sharkonline.org, and go to our methods, and then there's one that I think is take action. There's a little – or how to get involved, getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and we've got a whole bunch of that of these tips lined up on that page. But I tell you, if people were doing this around the country, if the locals were doing this going into their own local rodeo, I would guess that a third of these rodeos would be knocked out within a couple, 3 years. And you're talking about the local sponsors, all the local sponsors that are involved in this rodeo. For people who care about animals or who just even care about justice and some sense of ethics, I'd boycott the daylights out of those companies, and I'd let them know I was doing it. You know, we do it on a national level with really unethical, really nasty companies like Coca-Cola and Dodge Trucks. Those companies, I mean, we have sent them so much documentation, of course, and of course they can look at our YouTubes. Heck, we talk about them being sponsors in our YouTubes, and they just don't care. So long as they think there's enough animal abusers or people who enjoy watching animal abuse that will still buy their products, they're happy to sponsor the animal abuse. They as far as I can tell, they have no ethics whatsoever. Today there are a lot of cameras, a lot of video cameras that don't look like video cameras. Now, I mean, there's still cameras out there, Canons, Olympus, so there's a whole bunch of them now that actually take video footage too. So if you go in with a still camera that can do that, that really throws them off because they think you're just taking, you know, still pictures, at least for a while, that's what they think. So remember to, you know, remember you can do that, but you have to go in with a camera that has a certain amount of zoom because otherwise you just won't be able to get enough detail of what's going on.
Yeah. Are rodeo employees scouring the stands looking for people doing videotaping?
If it's a place where they've been hit before or where they're allowing shocking or even allowing jerk downs and all this kind of stuff, Generally speaking, the answer is yes, and especially in the dirtier rodeos. Gosh, I can't think of some of them now. The World Rodeo in Hayward, the California State Fair, in Utah. Yeah, it's all over the place. We've filmed Rosser's people, usually his sons, shocking the animals. And so they tend to watch pretty good for video cameras. Now, you've put so much pressure on them. You know, credit to your organization. You put so much pressure on them, they might just let you do it. They might just let you videotape. In which case, you will have forced Rosser to at least clean up his act. And I can't commend you all enough for that. If every community was as active as the people that you've got in yours, at least some of them, the rodeo scene would look a whole lot different.
Thanks, Steve. That's Steve Hindy from Shark.